This is James Whale reporting from outside the James Whale Palace this evening. Of course, a very exciting night. A lot of cars turning up. The red carpet is there. A lot of people hoping that they are going to win a Golden Whale Award. Very exciting time of year, of course. So before we really get stuck in the crowd, and there are a considerable amount of people here hoping to see the very famous James Whale himself, who's been tipped to win a number of awards tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please, let's welcome the James Whale Radio Show. So here we are, very warm welcome to the very special programme, Robbo, today.
It is indeed. I have my dinner suit on ready.
Yes, so have I, and I am here dressed accordingly. The International Radio Show Host Awards, featuring the Golden Whale Awards for the most excellent in broadcasting, are on today. My attention was drawn this week that there was some other kind of radio awards in, what is it, the Radio Times. And it didn't mention James Whale in it at all. It did mention some rather struggling provincial radio hosts like Steve Allen and others, but nobody of any real note. And why on earth would the Radio Times do that, I wonder? We did have a little laugh at their expense earlier on in the week, I must admit.
Are you squeaking?
Yeah, as my drawer. I was just pushing a drawer in. You know, this programme comes, of course, live from my understairs cupboard.
Ah, you finally moved to the understairs cupboard.
I have, because I felt, actually, being in the office, the acoustics weren't as good as they are here in the understairs cupboard, and I've had it all padded out, but there is me old desk in here, and as you can hear, lots of
squeaks and things,
lots of drawers and stuff all over the place. So, but I thought this was the best place to host the awards because it's fairly private and quite secret.
You need to be careful, you know.
Why?
Because J.K. Rowling might start making films about you.
Well, I was thinking of writing a movie myself from the understairs cupboard. Because there's a loose floorboard in the corner. And I was wondering if I pulled the loose floorboard up, and there seems to be a sort of void under there, whether it's actually a trap door into a different world.
Well, can we leave this till next week or something? We haven't got time.
What? You want me to go and have a look now? Hang on.
No. Oh, God, no. Oh.
I can get it up. Do you want me to have a look underneath?
Oh, you can't say that on the radio.
What?
Get it. Oh, it doesn't matter. You can't just carry on.
No, do you want me to look underneath or not?
Yeah, well, go on then.
Oh no, I can't get it up. Try as I might. But I think it's worth a because it seems to go on forever. It seems to lead into a tunnel down there. So anyway.
Well, can we just get on with the show?
What?
Can we just get on with the show?
Right. Okay. So when do we go to the awards? Our outside broadcaster reporter, James Whale, is there. When do we do that? A little later?
We could do it later, or we could do it now. We could go over live to the carpet, if you like.
Well, let me go over and see if we can link up with James now and see if he can tell us exactly what's going on. James?
Yes, well, hello, James. Nice to be on the show today. Well, here I am outside the James Whale Palace. And to be honest with you, there's an enormous amount of people. Oh, just a moment. Yes, sir. Thank you. Just move over there. Thank you very much. I'm on the radio. Thank you. So anyway, James, we're waiting for Mr. Whale himself to turn up. And as soon as he does, I'll come back to you. I'll let your producer know and I'll come back to you. All right?
Thank you very much indeed, James. Yes, that would be good. If we could do that, and we'll keep you abreast of it. It's a very important broadcasting night of the year, isn't it?
Yes, it is for us, because we're up for a few awards, I think.
We are up for a few awards, and hopefully that will be good. Listen, we got a letter came flooding into the office this week.
Yes, the letter, yes.
Yeah, from Lee Anthony Beat.
Oh, that's a good name.
And the Beat family. That's me doing a beat.
Nice.
That's my beatbox.
Very good.
I could do that, couldn't I, really? He says, could me and my family please get a shout out? We're big listeners and love it. Amazing how we never miss a show. It is amazing you never miss a show. From Lee Beat family, the Beat family. What a great name.
It is, yes.
What a great name. The Beat family from Birmingham, UK. And we're going to play a bit of music for... Oh, sorry about that, belched.
It's your show.
Oh, that's rather disgusting. From Wayne Hussey.
Yes, Wayne Hussey.
And you may remember we'd had Wayne on the programme a little while. I'm sorry, I'm dropping stuff around here. Wayne on the show a little. Do you know I've got an iPad with one of, you know, the covers you get for an iPad.
Yeah.
And I've had it for a while. It's about time I updated the iPad. Really.
What are you doing?
And it just, you know, you have a bit folds down behind.
Yeah, the stand.
And you can prop it up on. Well, it's just knackered. I mean, it's all split and torn. And I got it in TK Maxx, one of my favourite shops. I got it in TK Maxx. And it really is a very, very nice cover. But it's so, so well used that it doesn't work anymore.
Stop dropping it.
Just doesn't work anymore. What?
Do you want me to get you a new cover? I can get you a new cover.
It's an iPad Mini. I don't know if you can do those.
Of course. iPad Mini is a current model. Of course we can.
Yeah? Yeah, okay. I mean, it's all, can you see that? It's all split down the side.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was only about 10 quid in TK Maxx.
It doesn't matter.
Trouble is, if you don't buy, it probably wasn't quality. I wanted, oh, sugar.
It's because you keep banging it. I don't know.
No, but I've turned the whole thing off by messing. You know, if you close the front cover, it turns it off, doesn't it?
Do you need a hand to put it back on again?
No, I'm fine. I'm okay. So anyway, listen, Lee family, the Beat family, the Beat family, Lee Anthony Beat. Thank you very much indeed. And if anybody else would like a mention on the show, we can do that. Just get in touch. You know the way to get in touch. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com. All the ways to get in touch with us are on the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, and you can get in touch that way. And you can find out what's going on Twitter, follow us on Twitter and all that other sort of stuff, can't you? Go to the shop, buy a T-shirt.
Oh, a Whaley T-shirt, yeah.
Have we sold any of my books lately?
Not that I'm aware of. I haven't been to the post office for a while.
Well, we should sell. You know, it's becoming a bit of a collector's item now.
Yeah, we've got a huge collection of them.
Yes. So we'd like to shift some of them on. So they're available. We'll post them out to you. Couple of quid. It's all yours.
Maybe I should sign them.
What?
Maybe I should sign them.
Why would you sign them? They're my book. You're not signing them.
Well, they're not shifting with your signature on, are they?
Well, if you want one with Rob's autograph on it as well, just say, and we'll do it. But don't scribble your autograph over one of the many, many photographs of me that there are in the book, will you?
No, I won't do that. Of course not.
No, okay. So, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, go and have a look on that. If you go to my Twitter site at The James Whale or The James Whale Show, you can just click on the link straight to it, can't you?
You can indeed,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you want to donate to the programme so we can afford to do this sort of thing, or if you want to buy some advertising on the programme, you'll see some of our sponsors there. You can get in touch with us about that. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump. Because by the way, has anybody noticed the similarity between Boris Johnson and Donald Trump?
Is it all in the hair?
I don't know, but if you screw your eyes up, it's very difficult to tell which is which. Very difficult indeed. I've never seen them both in the same room together either.
Oh, it's like Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just wondering if Boris Johnson actually turns in to Donald Trump. I nearly said Boris Trump. Well, can we have a hybrid of the two of them, Boris Trump?
Yeah, that works.
Boris Trump. Let's invent a character that goes that we could do a cartoon about or something like that called Boris Trump. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a goer. I'm making notes. I'm writing
Boris
it down.
Boris Trump. Well, when we do the pilot for the TV show, which we're doing in the not too distant future, we might create a character called Boris Trump.
Or if there's an impressionist listening, they can get in touch.
Mm.
And we can put them on the show.
Yeah. I mean, what would it... Would it be... Oh, let me just... No, it's terribly important that we... it would have to be half American and sort of upper-class English twit. Sorry. Yes, of course, you know. Yes, of course, it's absolutely... I don't know if... Yeah. I don't think that would work, would it?
Well, no, not quite.
No. That'd be silly. Ah, but listen, what worries me more, and we have the last look, do we put a list up of the countries where we have listeners at the moment? Because last week we were looking through the statistics of the programme, which we do, because we can never believe quite how many people listen to this, and it's nice to have you all listening. Thank you very much indeed. Whether you listen online or whether you listen through a radio station, many of which take the programme and put it out, thank you very much indeed. In fact, I see that apparently Talk Radio UK is starting up again.
It is, yes, it is.
Apparently so, yeah. They'll have to get and let us know. Maybe they want this programme. So we've got people from all over the world listening, haven't we?
We have, surprisingly so, yes.
In fact, I did say to you, put up a whole list.
You did. You said put up a list on the website, if I remember.
Yeah, but you forgot, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did forget.
Mm-hmm.
You did. Next week, I'm going to get my personal trainer on the programme, and he's going to work out some training for you.
Isn't that kind of like wasting his time, though?
Yeah.
Well, get him on anyway, yeah?
And also, fingers crossed, I'm hoping to have some porn on the show next week, too.
Oh, I'm a bit partial to a bit of porn, yes.
Posh porn.
Posh porn, yeah.
Yeah, on the show. But listen, I haven't fixed that up yet, so we'll keep you abreast of the posh porn on the programme next week.
And I'll keep doing more research into it, yeah.
No, I wouldn't if I were you, because you'd probably get yourself into all sorts of trouble. So anyway, what was it? Oh, yes, where you can... Amazing, where we've got listeners around the world.
I've got a list. I've got a list in front of me.
Have you?
Yes, I have. We've got loads of listeners in Russia, I think.
Russia. Yeah, can I say, what is hello in Russian?
Hello.
I know nyet is no.
It's hello.
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 Hello, Russia. Hello, Russia. The people of England love the people of Russia. The people of Wales and Scotland and Ireland too love the people of Russia. It's just the politicians that don't get on.
It certainly seems that way, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Sven Obligloff in Moscow.
Sven who?
It's just an... What?
You're making it up. Sven what? Sven Obligloff.
Making what up?
The name. Sven who?
I've forgotten now.
There you go, see?
But he's Alexander Duprokofov.
Careful.
He's a friend of his.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Fred Smith and Sam Smith, very similar people. You know, they're just ordinary blokes. Who don't want to fight, and we get all this stuff that politicians start off. If wars could be dealt with by politicians, we'd never have any wars, would we?
We've got listeners in Canada.
Oh, yes. Hey, how's it going in Canada?
And Spain.
Hola.
There we go.
Hola, Spaniol. Hola.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. I'm doing quite well. I didn't know I was so bilingual.
That's not bilingual. That's more than two.
Trilingual. Or quadrilingo.
Multilingo.
So anyway, but hasten to say, we have people, we've got people listening in New York, Saudi Arabia, Israel.
Guernsey.
Do we? Yeah, South Africa.
We've got some in Kenya, I think. Yep.
Kenya?
Yep. And Norway.
Where?
Norway.
Norway?
Yeah, Norway.
Hurdy-gurdy, yurdy-yurdy.
You can't, oh dear me.
Yeah.
Czech Republic, I think. Yeah, Czech Republic.
Can't do Czech, yeah. I have been to Prague.
Have you?
Yes, I have been to Prague. Very nice. I like Prague. And stayed in Prague for a long weekend. In fact, I talked about that last week. I was there with Danny John Jules.
Was that Blade 2?
The filming of Blade 2. We were in Prague, and I think Danny told the story last week. We ended up going to a disco where Wesley Snipes, who played the part of Blade, if you remember... He was the DJ. It was fascinating because we went to this club and it was quite spooky. We went in this taxi and they dropped us in this back street and beckoned to the door, which was opened by a very burly doorman, and it invited us in, and there was the bar. But we were shown a door which went downstairs into the basement, and then we were greeted by somebody else and shown another door which went down into another basement. And this went on until we were in about four basements deep in Prague, in this huge cavernous place with Wesley Snipes up on stage with a pair of headphones on, just playing really loud music.
Was he any good?
Well, it was like, you know the sort of stuff that was very trendy, the kind of sort of bit like gangster rap it was.
Oh, right, yeah.
But it was so loud, it just, you know, it was making your chest go in and out, the music. But, you know, Mrs. W disappeared, didn't see her all evening.
Can we get back to the show that we're doing?
Yeah, I think probably a good idea. So anyway, we got listeners everywhere, suffice to say, including in Prague. And hello to all of you. Nice to have you with us. And thank you very much indeed. I tell you what would be nice. If anybody listening in far-flung corners of the world could send us a photograph of where you are. Just, you know, if you've got your phone, maybe take a selfie of yourself listening to the programme. And if you're out and about somewhere, so much the better. And what we could do is we could make up a gallery and post them on the website.
Now, there's a good idea.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
You know, if we start off with a half a dozen or so, because, you know, when you ask people to respond to something like this, not many people do. So if you send yours in, there's a really good chance it will appear on the programme.
Yep, I'll upload them.
Yeah, try not to do the smutty ones. I know you like to do those, but try and do a nice one.
Send the smutty ones to me.
Yeah. Well, send whatever you've got in. So, and if you're near a landmark, for instance, if you were in Prague, if you were near the George Bridge or Wenceslas Square or one of the, or that clock that everybody goes to Prague to look at, maybe if you can take a selfie of yourself by something we'd recognise. I mean, if you're in Canada, just take it by a couple of Mounties.
Oh, I like them. They're the ones with the red outfits and hats. Yeah, send some pictures of those in.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, just something that shows the country you're in, and send it to us. Where can they can just text it, can't they?
No, email would be better.
JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com.
That's right.
Tweet it at the James Whale or James Whale Show.
Anyway, really, yeah, just get it to us. Yeah.
Now, I'm just getting, sorry about this, I'm just getting news. I wanted to talk about the national anthem. Which we'll come back to. Remind me of that, because MPs are thinking of dropping the national anthem for sporting events. And if it were replaced, I'd like it to be replaced where "We Are the Champions" by Queen. That's my suggestion. I asked on Facebook quite a while ago now, and you've got some good ideas as well. So we'll come to that. But in the meantime, I think James Whale is our reporter, James Whale, who's out at the Radio Awards tonight.
Yeah, he's standing by, yeah.
I think he's there. Hold on. James?
Yes, James, I'm there. I am there now, and I can tell you that James Whale has arrived at the International Radio Awards, hoping to win a Golden Whale Award.
Ah, right, OK. Well, perhaps what I can do is, can we go? Hopefully, we've got our crew inside the International Radio Host Awards 2016, haven't we, Rob?
Yes, Rob is there with the camera crew and some microphones. Yeah, we can go over.
Okay, well, if you go and do that, I'll just welcome people to the James Whale Radio Show special program. The awards. Well, we always got concerned. We never get awards. You know, there are certain people who get awards, and we never get awards, so we thought what we would do is we try very hard this time and sponsored our own awards. and so we're only really interested, Rob, are you there yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We're only really interested in the Golden Whale Awards, aren't we?
Yeah, the ones that we're nominated for, yeah.
Okay. What's the first award?
The first award is for Best Radio Host. I think Rob is about to announce the nominees.
Yes. Yeah, let's crack on. Over to you, Rob.
Our first award presented tonight is for the Best Radio Host. And the nominees are James Whale, the James Whale Radio Show. James Whale, Something for the Weekend, and James Whale, The Only Way is Whale.
Fantastic. Now, if we wait for a couple of seconds, if you could open the envelope now, Rob, and if you could let everybody know who is the winner of the Best Radio Host Award this evening at the International Radio Host Awards, Golden Whale Awards, Rob.
And the winner is James Whale.
Ah, very very interesting. James Whale was tipped to win this award. Something for the Weekend is on BBC Radio Kent. It goes out on a Saturday morning into a Saturday afternoon, and some people say fairly controversial programme, particularly there at the BBC. And James congratulating some of the team there who help him work on the show, making his way to the station. And I think in a couple of moments, Rob, he's taking the Golden Whale in his hands. Yeah, he's raising it up, showing the audience. And he's going to come and make a speech, I think. Is he? Oh, can we get the speech?
Yes, we're going to get the speech now. He's just getting up to the microphone.
Well, thank you very much indeed. I have to say this is very unaccepted. Unexpected, I'm sorry. Do you know, I haven't even made a speech. I haven't even made a speech. All I can say is thank you very much indeed to everybody. I'd like to thank my parents, if they were still here. I'd like to thank Mrs. W for making this this happen. The team who worked tirelessly on the programme, and there are many of them, but I'd particularly like to mention Rob and George and Bob and Sue and Harold and Daisy and Mrs. W, many more, of course, and Charlie in the office, and Sandra looks after the tea cakes. So thank you very much indeed. It just goes to show that if you actually keep on, eventually you could get there. And listen, let's make sure we all treat each other with respect, and the planet too. Thank you once again. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
James Whale there, accepting the award for Best Radio Host. And back to the studio.
I thought he would have made more effort with a speech.
He looked genuinely shocked, to be fair, though.
Yes, I thought he would have made more effort of the speech. I just want to go outside. I'm told that James Whale, our reporter outside on the street, is there at the moment. Can we go to him?
I'll try and get the feed. Hang on a second. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm glad you came to me, because there have just been a couple of very, very angry radio show hosts outside who thought that it's a bit of a fix, have a little bit of an altercation with some of James's minders out here. But it's been, I can see it's been calmed down. James has, he came outside briefly, had a word with them, and they've gone off again. It's very depressing. I know, I think it was that Steve Allen chap who, very depressed, he didn't win anything. Particularly after he'd been asking his audience to vote for him for a long time. No, he's been... Oh, I hope he's all right. They've covered him one of those... But I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be okay. Anyway, just so that you know, there are bad losers, and it's not gonna wreck the night tonight. I'd like to go back. Rob, but you're there, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh dear! I wish people would look. They're awards. They don't really mean that much. They really don't mean that much. You know, it's just one person's view. Now, if you're just joining us today, this is James Whale, James Whale Radio Show. This is a special edition of the program this week. The Radio Awards, the International Radio Awards, the Radio Host Award for the Golden Whale Awards, and James Whale. I think he's nominated for another award, isn't he? I think that was coming up now. Rob, who's in the hall tonight? Rob.
This is the award for the Best Radio Show, and the nominees are James Whale, The James Whale Radio Show, James Whale, Something for the Weekend, James Whale, The Only Way is Whale. And the winner is James Whale.
James is coming up to the podium now. Not quite as flustered, I don't think, Rob, as he was before.
Yes, he's looking a lot more confident this time round, yes.
Very nice suit, actually. I'm told that that's a suit he's had made specially for the awards, and he is looking fairly dapper.
Is that some blood on his lapel there?
Is it what?
Some blood on his lapel there.
I hope not. I hope not. I don't think so. I mean, he did go out and try and quell some of the rather bitterness that was coming from some other people in the radio community. Of course, James has long said that he's not what they call an anorak. It's his job. He does it as a job, enjoys it, and after the programme he goes home. Some of these people, of course, live and breathe being on the radio, but I know James seems it more as a job, if you like. Right, he's here to make a speech. Ladies and gentlemen, James Whale.
What?
I don't know. it's like a London bus, isn't it? None for many years, and then a couple come along at once. Listen, thank you very much indeed. And I just want to thank the team again for doing this. And one of my all-time great producers, Bavin, who sadly is no longer with us, and I'd just like to dedicate this to Bavin. Bavin and I, back in the 90s, when I was working for a radio station called LBC based in Hammersmith in London, Bavin was my producer there at the time. We had some great times. Bavin, by the way, was the man who came up with what I've always liked to use, a term called the flexi format. And I used to sit with Bavin after a couple of bottles of red wine before the programme in a wine bar across the road from the studio, and I'd say to Bavin, it's about time we're on the air, and he'd say, oh, no, we've got at least half an hour. Oh, no, 5 minutes. Time for another glass of Beaujolais, James. I'd say, look, Bavin, what's in the programme today? Oh, don't worry about that. It's a flexi format, dear. Everything will be revealed as soon as we start. And I'd go into the studio, slip into the microphone, slip in front of the... You see, I'm a little bit flustered tonight, has to be said. And Bavin would hand me whatever we were going to do on the show, and that's how we do it. So happy times back in the 90s. Thank you very much indeed for looking after me, Bavin, wherever you are tonight. Thank you to everybody. Thank you very much indeed.
I think we've lost our feed. I think, yes, we've lost. Yes.
Have we? Oh, right. Maybe time just to go back to our reporter, James Whale, who's outside on the red carpet.
I'll try my best. I'm not sure that I'll get him back. Hang on a sec.
Can we got a problem there or not?
Well, I think so. Just give me a second. I'll try. Hang on a sec. There we go.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen. Latest is that... oh, excuse me. Let's get it... It's getting a bit congested out here. A lot of the limos are leaving now. James and his entourage have just left. Oh, gosh. Oh, don't know. Oh, that car. Oh, dear, oh, dear. It was more of a bus that he went in. A lot of fans. Still a few problems from some of the other radio hosts who weren't even nominated. Sour grapes, not a good thing, is it, really? But can I say there's been a lot of very happy faces out here, Rob. A lot of happy faces.
Brilliant, brilliant news. A great night for James Whale there. I don't know where James has gone. He's left his little cupboard. I don't know what to do now. James? James?
Sorry, Rob, were you calling me?
You disappeared. Are you back now?
Yeah, back in. Sorry, I had to go to the loo.
The show's over and we won both awards.
Oh, have we?
We have, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he won both, yeah.
He didn't?
He did, yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations, the old so-and-so. Well done. He's not won an award for years.
It's probably a good reason.
I don't think he's actually been put in for an award for a year, but yeah. Oh, well done. And apologies to those guys and girls who, ladies, gentlemen, other radio hosts who didn't win. But, you know, your time will come.
Yes, there's absolutely every possibility at the National Whale Awards. Anyone can win. Sitting in my room and I'm on my own. It's cold outside and I'm feeling alone. So I turn that dial and my radio's on. I hear James Whale and my troubles are gone. I hear James Whale on the radio. I hear James Whale and his podcast show. I
Ask Joe James. Well, on the radio.
So there we are. It's, well, what an exciting day. What an exciting day this has been. And James Whale must be very, very keen now to get back home and party. I believe that the after-show party, the James Whale party, is a party that nobody wants to miss.
Nope, you don't want to miss it.
Invitation to the James Whale party, one of the hottest tickets in town, apparently.
Well, I'm still waiting for mine to be delivered. I'm sure it's on its way.
Yeah. Now, listen, we were talking, it was interesting, a few weeks ago now, the fact that MPs thinking of dropping the national anthem from sporting events because God Save the Queen is the British national anthem. The Scots and the Welsh have their own, and yet we in England have nothing to sing. Personally, oh, just dropped me my other computer. Personally, I'd like to see We Are the Champions by Queen. What do you think?
Yeah, love a bit of Queen. That's a good choice.
We are the champ. Yeah, I could see that, couldn't you?
Yeah, but how do these songs end, though? God Save the Queen has a sort of beginning and an end.
Well, I don't know. Some of the suggestions, Jez Morrill says, Monty Python always look on the bright side of life.
Always.
You see, that, the only thing about that, Jez, is that that is a very popular tune at funerals.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not sure whether, you know, you could take it away from that. Eric Wilshire says, the easy solution, MPs that want rid of the national anthem, instantly fired. Oh, Eric, that's a little bit harsh, isn't it, Eric? Matthew, the Whaley rap. Yeah, no. Andy Cobworth says, this is not even an option. Must never happen. Well, come on. I think that Pat, to be quite honest with you, I actually think that it's time we had a new... I don't want to be too controversial. Of course, controversy is not my thing.
No, 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 no.
Is it?
No, no, not at all, no.
No. But I think it's time in England for a national anthem for the English, because I think God Save the Queen is probably past its best. And something a bit more uplifting. Now, as you know, I'm a big royalist. I'm a big fan of the royal families. But I think it's a tune that, you know... We need something new and modern, don't we?
We could get that woman who's always winning awards, Adele, is it?
No, 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 no. Something uplifting, I said, not by Adele. And I think it's time for a new flag.
You're not really happy with the English flag, are you?
I'm not. My Welsh side is fine.
Yeah, that's one opinion.
The Red Dragon of Wales is fine. I like that.
Yeah.
I think Scotland's got a really boring, if they have the white cross on a blue background, quite boring.
Mm.
But I think even more boring is just a red cross on a plain white background, which goes down back to the time of the Crusaders, not a time I really think we wish to commemorate in this country, do we? If you know anything about what the Crusaders got up to, probably not something we should be that proud of. Three dragons, three lions, that was the original English flag, wasn't it? Before the Crusaders, we had three lions on the flag. And the Normans, of course, had the two lions, two golden lions on a red background. And I think we had three blue lions on a white background.
Yeah, I like the three lions. I go with that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think we should think about it. Anybody got any thoughts? JamesWhaleRadio@gmail.com is the place to come. You're listening to James Whale Radio at James Whale Radio UK. And, of course, we're on lots of radio stations around the world, not just around this country. You can join us, of course. Look in your favourite radio station's what's on lists and find out when we're on. Now, Andy Cudworth, as I said it's not an option. Dan Saunders, we're losing our country slowly. Maybe the conspiracy theory people ain't wrong. How can you lose a country, Dan? How could you? I always wonder when people say that, Danny boy. How can you lose a country? It's not going anywhere. If you mean, Dan, the country is changing, well, great. Everything changes, Dan. All right? And we're losing our country. It's not like it used to be. Well, thank goodness for that. Thank goodness. And the sooner it changes... I had the misfortune to see 5 minutes of the Jeremy Kyle show the other day. The sooner it changes, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Brett Orchard said, Land of Hope and Glory or Jerusalem? No, Brett, too religious. Ian Herditch, Bread of Heaven. Same reason, no, thank you. Phil Wardy Ward, anything by Kevin Bloody Wilson? No. I've seen nothing that betters the Queen, and we are the champions, by the way, so far. Rob Murphy, I think it would be great to see the players lined up to sing Is This the Way to Amarillo? Oh, yeah, quite like that. Good one, Rob. Stephen Priest says, I'm not sure I would like to see the England football team singing We Are the Champions. Not until... Yeah, there's so many other sports, Stephen. There are so many other sports. Roger Andre, a bit of clean banging techno would be very sporty. Drew Taylor, Tina Turner, the best. Now, that's actually, Drew, that's not a bad choice.
I go with that.
That's not a bad choice, yeah. Paul Brooks, I want to be adored by the Stone Roses. Yeah. Denise French, good enough for the last 200 years, so if it's not broke, don't fix it. Denise, come on, dear, come on. And Kevin Walsh, Ace of Spades. OK, well, I like Tina Turner the best, and Paul Brook, I want to be adored by the Stone Roses, I suppose, and Queen, We Are the Champions. We should have a vote on those three, I think. And anybody wants to get in touch and tell us what you think about a new flag and a new anthem for England, please do, jameswellradio.co.uk. Time for a bit of music, I think.
Oh, we got Wayne Hussey this week. Brilliant.
Yeah, if you go to the website, you can still see the old film of one of my TV shows where I had to eject Wayne Hussey from the programme. Wayne is back. He lives now in Brasilia. And we spoke to him, didn't we, on the show not long ago. And you can re-listen to the Wayne Hussey show. And that was the longest interview Wayne and I have ever done.
Yeah, because your first one was 3 minutes long.
Yes, yeah. So we've made it up now. We're mates. And he's touring the UK next month. And this is a track from his new album, which is called My Love Will Protect You. Is that right?
That is right, yes.
Yeah. And what's this other... Oh, right, okay, yeah. So shall we play that?
Please.
Shall I introduce that properly?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, that'd be great.
Okay, because I like to sound as if I know what I'm doing. Wayne Hussey, and My Love Will Protect You.
If there is anything that scares you, I'll be by your side to protect and hold you. With my sweet chance, I will banish your fears so you can close your eyes and drift away in slumber deep. Sleep the sleep of angels, my angel child, my love will protect you. If the storm brings howling winds and driving rain, be afraid, 'cause I will bring the sun again. I'll dispel the clouds, 'cause your love inspires me. And when I sing my song, you'll sing along, and I'll be strong. There'll be nothing wrong with you, my angel child. My love will protect you. My love will protect you. and your bed, and in my chest I will bring you the moon. And if you want to play with the stars, just open your wings and fly away and dream and play with the angels. I promise you, my angel child, my love will protect you. My love will protect you. My love will protect you.
James Whale Radio Show, welcome to it. Nice to have you with us. Don't forget, get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Check out the website and the shop and the films and the videos and all sorts of stuff there at jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Now, parents selling up and moving to get their children into a specific school. I thought it's a good subject because, of course, lots of parents waiting to see whether or not they could get their children into the school they wanted. You see, I asked the question on Facebook, which is where we do a lot of research for the programme, would you say?
Yes, one of the many places, yeah.
Mm. You know, I know lots of people think if you're on the radio or the television, you have loads and loads of money. It isn't actually true. Some people do, some people don't. And you go through times where you might have a bit more money than other times. But I never even contemplated sending my children to a private school. I went to a secondary modern school after ceremoniously failing the 11 plus. And my kids went to the nearest school to where we lived at the time. And I don't think it did them any harm, though none of them particularly academic. But if they had been, I'm sure they would have risen through the ranks. And I asked, does this make me a bad parent or not? And some of your thoughts, quite interesting on this. Margaret Holland said, no, you're not a bad parent. Mine went to the nearest to home and I spent all day walking up and down the hill to take them and bring them back. Didn't have a 4x4 or any car to drive them to and from school. We were a lot healthier then. Margaret, when mine went to school, we didn't have cars and they had to get themselves to school and back. Of course, it was perhaps a lot quieter 20 or so years ago when my kids went to school. Nick Edmonds says, no, but the nearest are sometimes absolute rubbish. You can check them all online before you make a decision. We moved twice to find better schools, and it was worth it. You see, are some schools worse than others, or is it just in the mind of parents? I don't know. And, you know, sometime you've got to learn that life is not as nice as you think it is. So, I mean, I went to a really rough school. I can't think of one good thing to say about the school that I went to. Not one. But you get through it and you move on, don't you? Kieran says, the underlying issue is that they should always be the same standard. And I think that. I mean, you know, if there is a particularly bad school, it should be closed down and everybody got rid of. But, you know, I would have thought most of them are much. Sometimes some schools better at discipline. But that's the parents' fault. You don't send your children to school to learn how to behave. I mean, there are terrible stories hearing that children don't know how to eat properly when they go to school. They don't know how to use the toilet properly when they go to school. Some people really shouldn't have children, should they? Well, you can't say that now, can you?
We can make an exception for you.
All right. Jonathan Mark says, we shouldn't have to research schools to the enthusiasm degree. I think the powers that be should make all schools good. Answer, choose the closest. And Dave Benjamin says, only if it was a bad school. When I was 10, my parents moved and I ended up going to the nearest school to our house, virtually at the end of our street. And it was awful. Eventually, they gave in to me and let me go back to my old school, which was about a mile away. Things were different back in 1969, though no internet to check them out. Plus, the grass was greener at my old school. The new school didn't have grass, just a small concrete yard. My old school had huge playing fields and a football pitch. Not bad for a primary school. Leighton says, parents are the most important teachers and all children have different needs. Some need support of a good school, some don't. I have 8 children. They love their schools, but my children would be fine being educated at home. We're all different, says Layden. And Tracy Packer says, mine did too, James, and both went to uni and got degrees. Well done, Tracy. Chris Maddox says, no, James, you're not a bad parent. The nearest school to you was probably the best rated school in the area, or your child was extremely bright and would have succeeded at any school. How could any child of James Whale not be bright, intelligent, and a social child? And Chris gives me 2 kisses. Nice. Thank you, Chris. Alan Hill says, no, you were a good one. My parents could have moved to get me in a good school, but I think I would have done just as badly wherever I went. I think that's what mine thought about me as well. I think there's an awful lot of kind of superstition about schools we've got to get into that one. And amazing how many non-religious people seem to think they get a better education in a religious school. And I'm not sure why people think that. But there we are. I've had my say. You have yours. JamesWhaleRadio.co.uk. Feel free. Let it all out. Tell me your thoughts. Right. I think we've nearly finished.
Yep. Just time for questions.
Have we? Good. Go on. This is where, by the way, I ask everybody to get in touch. And I'm just moving the microphone and sitting back in my chair for a moment. Okay?
Yep.
Right. I'm settled now.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm settled. And so this is where I ask you to ask me a question. And all I say to you is that I will answer any question you ask.
Shelley Chadwick.
Hello, Shelley.
What items, if any, have you had confiscated by airport security?
I haven't had any items confiscated by airport security because I don't like... I love flying. I like going in aeroplanes. But I can't be arsed with all the problems of the security at the moment. I mean, I've had to go to America in a while. I've had to fly around the country and over to Europe a couple of times. And I go very quickly. I stick in my bag almost the minimum amount. I do it like a lady. I take stuff you can roll up in a ball and put in your hand luggage. Loads of clean underwear, lots of T-shirts, a couple of pairs of jeans, and that's it. I don't take anything else. Anything I need, I'll buy while I'm there. Because I cannot. I went the other day, I had to go to Glasgow, and the best way to go to Glasgow and come back was to fly. And I flew from Stansted, and I had so much aggravation. You know, take your shoes off, take your belt off. I cannot be bothered. So I'm not flying anywhere. And so hence, they haven't confiscated anything. But if they did, I'd probably get very cross, which is terrible. So I don't think I have the right frame of mind to fly at the moment. And I'd much rather drive my car onto a train at Folkestone and drive through the tunnel, and then I've got the whole of Europe to drive around. You know, whilst the Americans are being rather ridiculous and saying they all find that Donald Trump is... I'm going to move my microphone back. Hold on. There we are. Why Donald Trump is a good bloke. I don't think I need to go to America for the moment.
Have you finished now? Have you finished?
Yeah, I finished now, yeah.
Okay, thank you. JJ Wright.
Yeah.
Why are so many public toilets being closed?
It's a very good question, and we did talk about this the other day. One of the reasons is people can't be trusted to behave themselves, and they go into public toilets and do things they shouldn't. And quite often they do things they shouldn't in the wrong place, in the public toilet. So they're quite dirty and quite disgusting. And whilst there is a certain section of society who do not know how to use a toilet, you can't really blame local authorities closing toilets down. I don't need a public toilet. I go before I go out and when I get home. And if I need to go in between, then I'll find a hotel or a bar or somewhere where it has a nice toilet. Public toilets have not been treated with the respect they deserve, and so they're being closed down. And the fault is the fault of the people. You know, when you urinate, you know, don't do it on the floor, basically, and worse. Have I made myself clear?
Yes, Crystal.
Good, yeah.
Okay, Kevin Ackerman. Should the Welsh get a day off for St. David's Day?
No.
Why not?
Well, I mean, all these saints' day, it's all a bit ridiculous, isn't it? We don't know if they ever existed, any of these people. And what is a saint anyway? And that's just for the, you know, if you're religious and you insist on having a day off for your religious saint, then I suppose you could do that. But, you know, there are better reasons to have a day off. Have a day for the whales. You know, the National Day of Wales.
Okay, deep question alert. This one's a deep thinking question. Are you ready?
Go on. Hit me with it. Hit me one more time.
Okay.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly. Hit me quick. But hit me. I love that record.
Right, you ready now?
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Okay. Dave Benjamin, when we die, does our consciousness enter another dimension?
It's an interesting thought. I wonder, you know, because the consciousness that we have and the electricity within our bodies doesn't disappear. You can't get rid of electricity, isn't that right, Rob?
Well, it sort of transfers into the other energy, but no, you can't. It's always there, yeah.
Well, it is. I mean, where does it go? It's always somewhere.
Always somewhere, yeah.
And yeah, maybe consciousness does go to another plane, to another level. Who knows? I think that's far more likely than sitting on a fluffy cloud playing a harp.
I think I'd be useless at playing a harp.
So would I. But I would. I'd love to spit. No, I shouldn't say that.
No.
Well, you know, just you'd be interesting. Look at that one down there. Bet you can't get a gob right on their bald head. Let's have a try.
Okay. John Bryant, for last question. When you worked at Metro Radio, James, did you have a king's throne and a crown? And were you really Moon Dancer?
I don't know. I didn't have a. I don't know. Well, I don't understand the analogy about the throne and the crown, but Moondancer, funnily enough, Moondancer was a regular caller. It's strange. After 40 years, I can still remember Moondancer. He was a hippie and he used to ring up and he used to sort of say all sorts of strange, "Hey, far out, man. How you doing, man? I'm just in touch with my cosmic psyche, man. Hi, it's Moondancer, man. How are you? Are you well, Whaley? Are you okay? I'm just on to spread the love, man." And remember, it was sort of the early 70s when I was there, and so the 60s were still in everybody's consciousness. I wonder whatever happened to Moondancer. He'd say, he'd ring up and say, he might have gone to wherever you go, I don't know. But he used to ring up and say, "Hey, man, I'm lying on my back and I'm looking up. I can see the moon and it's great, man. It's great. I love the moon."
I'm imagining he's some sort of gardener. He does a lot with grass.
I don't know what he'd been doing, just, you know, but he was an interesting caller, and I remember him from all those years ago, like in Leeds. I always remember a caller called Margaret from Beeston. And Margaret from Beeston would ring up and go, "Now that king, I hate you, James, I only talk rubbish, rubbish!" It's funny how you remember certain people. Robbo, I think we've got to go. Listen, thank you very much indeed to everybody for joining us here on the James Whale Radio Show. Now, remember, this comes out of your phone, out of your laptop, out of your radio, out of anything you want. And if you want to find out more, then all you have to do is go to our website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. And, of course, you can email us at jamesworldradio@gmail.com anytime you like. Robbo, bring the car round.
Sure, boss. I'll bring it round now.
See you next time.
Bye.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/jameswhaleradioshow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.